Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I love you.
The enemy came up against your husband. The enemy came up against your children. The enemy came up against your name. The enemy came up against your character. You will win. Win. You will win. The enemy came up against your health. The enemy came up against your finances. The enemy came up against your vision. The enemy came up against your business. You will win. 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 Yes, you will.
You fight to win. The Lord told me, he said, anybody can fight.
But the question is, can you win? I came to tell somebody up in here tonight that there is something on the inside of you that's going to help you win in this season. And it's called a champion. You ought to open up your mouth and shout, I am a champion. Everything attached to you wins. I said everything attached to you wins. Can you point to your neighbor and tell them? Everything attached to you wins. Come on, let's say something. Everything attached to you wins. Just tell them, say, it's your winning season. It's your winning season. You've got God to carry you. You've got God to carry you. That's what he's going to do tonight. But you can't afford to lose again. You can't afford to lose again. Oh, it's your winning season. Last time. Everything is has to be win. This is what I...
Hallelujah. Everything attached to me wins. You know why? Because I'm with the winner. And if you get attached to the winner, that makes you a winner. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Lewis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. I want you to know that you are a winner. I don't care what the enemy say. You are a winner because you've been born again, not of corruptible seed, but of the incorruptible seed, which is the word of God. Hallelujah. I want to get a word of prayer so we can jump into this lesson today. Well, I'm going to ask Pastor Bill if she'll give us a word of prayer.
Amen. Good morning, afternoon, everyone. Amen. Thank you, Pastor, for that song. It's our winning season. Amen. We got to believe that. The scripture I'd like to open up with is coming from 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 24. It says, who his own self bear our sins in his own body on the tree, that we being dead to sins, should live unto righteousness, by whose stripes ye were healed. Amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today. We're thanking you for another day. We're thanking you for our pastor. Thanking you for the listeners and those that are listening by internet, Father God. We praise you, Father God, for you are worthy to be praised. And just like the song said, it's our winning season, Father God. We've taken all things back that the enemy stole from us because it is our winning season. Father God, we like to pray for all those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer. We are praying for Sister Gina's mother, we're praying for Minister Robinson, we're praying for Evangelist Renee, we're also praying for Miss Tanya Bass, Father God. Just like the scripture says, by your stripes we are healed. And Father God, we're standing on that word. Doesn't matter what we're going through, we are healed. We're delivered from that thing, Father God. And Lord, we just ask that you will bless each and every one, Father God, who is asking for prayer today, Father God. Be with all those who are sick and shut in. Be with those who are bereaved. Be with those that are going through, Father God. You will keep us as long as we keep our minds stayed on thee. So we bind up anything and everything to try to come up against our brothers and our sisters, whether it be sickness, whether it be whatever it is they're facing, that they feel like they can't do anything. But we know God can do all things, for there's nothing impossible for him. So, Father God, help us to put our trust in you today, Father God, because the word says to trust in the Lord with all of thy heart and lean not unto thy own understanding, but in all thy ways to acknowledge him, and he shall direct our path. So Lord, just bless you and everyone, and be with those who've asked us to keep them lifted up in prayer, Father God. Now, Lord, open up our hearts and our mind to the word of God, In Christ Jesus' name we do pray. Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you so much, Pastor. Listen, brothers and sisters, we are talking about being strong in the Lord. Now, I know we read Ephesians 6 and probably read it several times, but God is telling me it's important that we understand that our source has to come from Him. Everything we do has to come through God, through the man Christ Jesus. That's where our strength is at.
Yeah.
And I'm not backing up off of that. I just want you all to know. I had somebody question some things yesterday, but I want you all to know, brothers and sisters, we'll get into prayer and the different kinds of prayer, but we're to be strong in the prayer. You know, don't pray because Satan gives you words. The Bible says, cast down vain imagination and every high thought that exalt itself against the word of God or against the knowledge of God. You have to cast that stuff down, man.
Mm-hmm.
Everything come to your mind doesn't have to be God. Everything you think is God is not. There's a lot of stuff I went on in the church world, in the organized church. I had to just cut it all loose.
Mm-hmm.
I just might well have been in that scientific church. I might well have just been in that. See, there's a lot of people there in call themselves Christians, and if it doesn't make sense, they can't make sense of it, they don't do it. And it's those that make sense of it, and because it's all predicated on feelings, this is predicated on knowledge.
All right, praise God.
And truth, man, the true knowledge, not what you feel. So when God tells us to put on all the armor that he's going to supply for us, do not go past verse 10 until you truly understand that. And that's what the Spirit giving me. Because this is the last thing you want to say. You want to be strong in the Lord's strength. That's a better way to put it. I like that. Being strong in the Lord's strength. Not in yours. Mm-hmm. And when I think about strong, I mean, I think about forceful. When I think about strong, I think about powerful. See? So so if you're going to be strong in God's stuff, if it's prayer, if it's laying hands, if it's preaching the gospel, be forceful. You know?
Yeah.
I mean, don't. You know, it has to be strong. It has to be sturdy. You know, like a building, for instance, the 200-mile a wind can't knock it down. That's when you talk about strong. That's what he's talking about in God's stuff. And I know there are several people probably think, well, you want to put on. All of this stuff because of the wicked. I get all of that, brothers and sisters, but I think you're missing it when you're not understanding that you're fighting against the devil's tricks.
All right.
You up against his tricks, man. And if you're going to win, you have to get with God and in the situation room. You have to get with God and say, okay, I'm going to be strong in your stuff, Lord. So I got the helmet, but I got to know how to be strong in it. I want to say something. I don't know if y'all can get to this or not, but I'm going to share this. That's a thought, and then we'll get into this lesson a little bit. You know, the fourth quarter in football, they all put up four fingers. Because they know, hey, man, we're going to do it now. We don't care what the score is. Hey, it's the fourth quarter. And so, hey, if we didn't have it, we're going to have it now. If we didn't do it in the first half, it doesn't matter. It's the fourth quarter. We're going to give it all we have now. So people, they start bumping chests, high-fiving, whipping each other up, you know, because this is the fourth quarter, man. They're walking around showing four. Mm-hmm. This is the quarter. And that's how I see things. I think we're in the fourth quarter now. And we're going to win this quarter. If we didn't win the rest of them, we're winning now. We're winners.
Yeah.
That's why I had to say that song. You're a winner, man.
Mm-hmm.
You'll win.
Amen.
If you use God's stuff. If you don't, you won't.
Yeah.
You're fighting against principalities and these powers and against rulers of darkness and against the tricks of Satan. I mean, you got to know that you're fighting against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is why you want to put on the whole armor of God, that you'll be able to stand. And see, that's what strong means anyway. It means to be able.
Mm-hmm. All right.
See, when you're strong, you're able. And if you don't get what you need in this situation, you won't be able to stand.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't know how powerful prayer is, you got to be able to understand how important your words are. So when you're in a situation, wrong, I'm going to tell you what God going to tell you. God going to tell you, like, hey, you're members of the body of Christ, according to 1 Corinthians 12:27.
Mm-hmm.
He going to tell you, you've been reconciled to God, and you've been made a minister. So you have to confess this stuff. You have to get hype. I don't even want to say it like that, because I don't want nobody to miss. It's the fourth quarter, man. You got to start declaring and decreeing you've been born again.
Hallelujah.
And
Hallelujah.
The evil one cannot touch you. You got to build yourself up. It's the fourth quarter. You're a citizen, a saint of the household of God. Man, this is the fourth quarter. You ain't got time for that crazy stuff. You're a daughter of God. You're a child of God.
Amen. Yeah.
It's the fourth quarter. Put up four fingers and say, hey, I'm a citizen of heaven. I ain't worried about you, Satan. You can't touch me.
Mm-hmm. All right.
And remember what Peter told you? Peter said, you are a chosen race. You're a royal priesthood. How you think those people able, when they done put up four fingers, to go back and play like they never ever played before? They playing like, what got into them? That's what needs to happen to us, brothers and sisters. The devil, 1 Peter 5:8, we learned last week, he's our enemy. He's our enemy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to go and take that ball. You got to go and take what belongs to you.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Well, how you going to do that? You're going to be strong in God's stuff.
Yeah.
You're going to run some plays Satan ain't seen yet.
Come on now. Say that. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You got some trick stuff. He think he's trick. He got some stuff you ain't even seen yet.
Mm-hmm.
I watched a game last night. And it was a 4th-and-1, and they everybody bunched up like they was getting ready to run the ball, 4th-and-1, and the guy faked it to him, and this other guy was halfway down the field by himself, and they throwed it to him.
All right.
God said, I got some stuff for you. When Satan think he got you, he don't even know. But the only way you can be a recipient of this, you have to stay in God's power.
Amen, amen.
He makes you able.
Mm-hmm.
He's able to paralyze the enemy.
Yeah.
His power now. In his power. You can't do it. Because, see, Satan, he was fighting up in heaven before we even got here. That's what I really want people to understand. Satan was, he was at that before we even got here. So God said, stay in my stuff. I'm going to read Colossians 1. Let's read from 1, maybe from 9 through 13. Well, even 14. I'm going to ask Pastor Shea to read it out of maybe the Messenger Bible. It reads like this. For this cause, we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you and to desire that ye may be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. This is strength here, brothers and sisters. You need this wisdom. You need this knowledge. And the 10th verse reads, that ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work and increasing in the knowledge of God, strengthening with the might according to his glorious power unto all patience and long-suffering and joyfulness, giving thanks unto the Father which have made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who have delivered us from the power of the darkness and have translated us into his kingdom of his dear Son.
Amen. And from the Message Bible, be assured that from the first day we heard of you, we haven't stopped praying for you, asking God to give you wise minds and spirits attuned to his will, and to acquire a thorough understanding of the ways in which God works. We pray that you'll live well for the Master, making him proud of you as you work hard in his orchard, as you learn more and more how God works. You will learn how to do your work. We pray that you'll have the strength to stick it out over the long haul, not the grim strength of gritting your teeth, but the glory strength God gives. It is strength that endures the unendurable and spills over into joy, thanking the Father who makes us strong enough to take part in everything bright and beautiful that he has for us. God rescued us from dead end alley and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of his Son he loves so much, the Son who got us out of the pit we were in, got rid of the sins we were doomed to keep repeating. Amen.
Amen. You got to know you've been taken out of that darkness.
Thank you, Lord.
See, man have failed. And I'm going to tell you why he's failed in the teaching, because I was part of that. It's because we became sin-ruled people. Let me say that again. We became sin-ruled people. And when you sin-rule, look at it like this. You're being dominated by Satan. You're Satan-ruled. If everything is about sin, then that's what it's about. See, if everything's about sin, you can't do this because of sin. You would do this, and you're praying for sin, and you're praying to be delivered. Man, quit it! Quit it! I say, you've already been delivered, and not only was you delivered, but you was translated.
Thank you, Lord.
Into the Son kingdom, into Christ kingdom. Preach, preacher. I'm trying to do the best I can.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been trying to. So why are you talking about your old nature when you have a new nature? You
mm-hmm.
have legal grounds. You have legal right to make this stand and say, I'm in the power of the Lord. That's what my
mm-hmm.
strength is.
Oh, yes.
So when
Hallelujah.
You put on your best, you know who you represent. When you have the sword of the gospel, you know mm-hmm. what you got, and you know it's yours legally.
Yes, amen.
Forget all that theological views. Listen, brothers and sisters, when you really get Paul's revelation, you'll realize you've been held in bondage by the unseen forces of the spiritual darkness. So it is to be recreated. The Bible says we've been made a new creature.
Yeah.
So we got to take our place in the family of God and forget the place of the family of Satan.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I like the way the Messenger Bible put that. You've been translated. You've been, what did it say, Pastor? You've been recreated.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Is that what it said?
It says we God rescued us
yeah.
from dead in Adam. Mm-hmm.
Say that again.
God rescued us from dead end alleys and dark dungeons. He set us up in the kingdom of the Son he loved so much. The Son who got us out of the pit we were in. Amen.
That has to be real, man.
Yeah.
That can't just be nothing written. That has to become a reality. I see people on a day-to-day basis. They put this attack against sin, and they've been and we've been real good at that because you know that's what we were taught. Be mindful of sin. No, be mindful that you're the very righteousness of God.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Not being mindful of your old nature, be mindful of your new nature. That's
mm-hmm.
what Paul is saying here. You've been delivered.
Thank
but you
Lord.
Keep on to go back. You keep, man, this is the fourth quarter. Put four fingers up. This is the fourth quarter. We're going to dominate now. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, we're going to do this thing because you know why? We're strong. I like when they get in the huddle. They get in this huddle and they be talking to one another. And they be talking
mm-hmm.
about, you know, hey, this is the fourth quarter. They put up four fingers. I watch Ohio State do this. I watch Alabama do this. I watch Georgia do this.
Mm-hmm.
It's our quarter now. We're going to dominate. Doesn't matter what it was. I watched
mm-hmm.
them the other night. You're in the fourth quarter, man. You better realize it. And you better use everything you got. Every power you got, and you need to let the enemy know that you are not, your mind is not ruled by sin. Your mind is ruled by righteousness.
Mm-hmm.
This is
Amen.
The solution to the, I'm telling you, brother and sister, when you read that 13th verse, if you read it as a free person, now if you read it like you're in bondage, that's what you're going to be praying for, bondage stuff. You're already delivered from that. So why are you going
yeah.
back? Lord, deliver us from... You already delivered.
Mm-hmm. Yes, we are.
He said, who have?
Mm-hmm.
Not going to, who have? Past tense.
Yeah.
Deliver us from the power of darkness. So you're no longer under that. You've been translated. Jesus. Translated. Can you believe it? Can you get with that? Huh? Can you get with that redemption, huh? You have redemption. You don't have to get redemption. Already saved. Already redeemed.
Yeah.
Just turn the death into Satan stuff. See, that's
mm-hmm.
what you do in that 10th verse. You just the fourth quarter, man. You done put up four fingers. Hey, you in there talking to God. God telling you what you got to do now. You got to get ready. Mm-hmm. You bumping chest. You high-fiving one another. You get ready to go out here and do this thing. You going to test somebody's head up. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Praise God.
You have no idea what you get ready to do to him.
Mm-hmm.
But I tell you this, Satan, what he don't know, and then what he does know, is real important as far as you're concerned. He knows that he has a short time. He knows that Michael and them kicked him out. He knows that you're in Christ, and whatever's in Christ is in you. And if you're joint heir with Christ, whatever Christ got, you got. I was looking at, they get ready to have a meeting in NATO right now, and Ukraine wants to join NATO. That's an alliance where all these countries are together, and anybody want to start war, they break them down. They, for a better way of saying it, they beat them up. So Ukraine would love to join NATO, but they're getting ready to have an emergency meeting because there's some stuff they ain't finna have. They ain't finna allow go on in the world.
All right.
But why am I telling you that? Listen, brother and sister, when you're in Christ, there's certain things that ain't going to happen. It's just certain things that ain't going to happen. Because we're part of Christ. You're part of his righteousness.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You got to remember that you're dead as far as you're concerned, but you're alive to God, man. That's why you can walk in the spirit. That's why you can talk in the spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I wish you understood it like this here. You have security, man, in Christ.
Hallelujah.
We may have to talk a little bit more about the human spirit. See, your spirit is in Christ. Now, let me just say that like that. It's in Christ.
Yeah.
So why did you say that, preacher? And we're going to pick it up right there tomorrow. But it's like this. There's three pots here. And you got chicken tenders. You got three sauces. I want you to see this. You got honey mustard. You got hot sauce. And then you got barbecue sauce.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you stick that chicken tender in honey mustard, you can't say it's barbecue.
All right.
And the proof is going to be in the pudding. Because when you get ready to taste that bad boy, I don't care how much you think it tastes like barbecue. If you done stuck it in honey mustard, the idea here and the understanding here is in there. It's in there. You're in it.
Yeah.
So if you're in Christ, you either honey mustard, because of what you eat, see? That, I want you to see this, what it means to really be in something. You just, it's all over you.
Yes, amen.
Yeah. Anyway, hey, anybody have anything you want to say? This is the point where we, if anybody care to share anything, you can share it right now. Press 1, and we'll let you have something to say. You got a few more minutes left. Anyway.
Okay, Pastor. I just wanted to read that, Colossians 1 and 13 from the New Living Translation.
Okay.
And it says, okay, let me get to it here. It says, for he has rescued us from the kingdom of darkness and transferred us into the kingdom of his dear son. Amen. So we've been rescued from that old way.
Yeah, so you got to make up your mind where you at. You either in the barbecue sauce or you in the honey mustard. And if you're in the honey mustard, just for instance, you're in a new creation. If you're in a barbecue, you're in the old.
All right.
See, barbecue stuff been around a long time before honey mustard. So honey mustard is a new thing. That's all I'm trying to tell you. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things have become new. You are new. You just need to tell yourself that.
That's right. Amen.
That's right. You need to get away from Satan for a moment and get in the situation room and declare what the word of God say you are and stop trying to live in the old, but start living in the new.
Amen.
See, prayer does a lot of things, and we may get into that, because part of your armor is prayer. But what do you praying for deliverance if you've already been delivered? What you need to do is declare that now. You don't pray for deliverance anymore. You've already delivered.
Hallelujah.
Because if you keep praying for deliverance, that tells me you're still under Satan's dominion. You're still under Satan's power.
Mm-hmm.
See, the Bible says in Revelation 12, he done fooled the whole world. Every one of us have been fooled. But you don't have to stand, dummy.
Hallelujah.
You don't have to stay under his power because he tricked you one time. That don't mean you have to listen to him continuously. You have to obey his voice. You obey the voice of God now. And God said, you know what? You're my child. Then we need to say, you're my daddy.
Hallelujah.
If I'm claiming me, I'm claiming you. Don't let God outclaim you.
All right now.
Yeah. If he claiming you, claim him. It's a beautiful thing, man. I don't know who got children out here and who don't not have children. But I'm going to tell you, if you got children out here, and when some of them say, that's my mother, that's my dad, boy, you feel good. You're like, yeah, that's my child right there.
That's right.
Yeah, you want to claim them, like, especially say if they was bowling or did something real good and made a touchdown. And that's my child. They're going to bring the ball to you and say, that's my mother right there. She got to have this ball here. Yeah. Well, brothers and sisters, that works in the spirit world, too. When you know that God is claiming you, you see the stuff he called you. He called you his sons and daughters in Romans 8:14-15, Galatians 3:26. He'll start claiming you. Claim him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
I'll tell y'all this one other thing, and I'm going to be gone. Let somebody else have something to say. But and we all want to continue to pray for Pastor Gina and her mother. We just thank God for deliverance right now and healing right now. But I was going to share with y'all, my daughter, she's adopted some children. She was just keeping children, but then she decided to adopt this one boy. He's a Caucasian. And I'm not praising anything, but he's a Caucasian. And so we went to this one thing they was having. It was funny to me. That boy was around there bragging. That's my mama right there. That's my mama. So everybody looking, what are you talking about? And he was talking about my daughter. My daughter is, she probably dark as I am. he was so happy to say that's his mama. And then my daughter said, yeah, that's my son. Come on, baby. Come on over here. Well, I thought that was just, wow, that blew my mind. How they just loving on each other. Try doing that. Try doing that with your children. And then it's sure enough powerful when you do it with somebody of a different race or a different culture or a different whatever. See, we was adopted, man. You was adopted. Doesn't matter what you look like. You've been adopted. So when you adopted, that's your daddy now. That's your daddy. So God, that's my child right there. How is I adopted? I don't care what color. I don't care what ethnic background. That's my child. God calling you child. And now Satan he don't want to let you go. I don't know if you know that or not. He don't want to let you go.
Mm-hmm.
You've been good to him. You've been real good to him. You helped him in some of his most tedious battles. You've been good to Satan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, let him know it's over.
It's over, done deal.
It's over now.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, but you have to say this stuff. You have to confess this.
Mm-hmm.
It may sound good because I'm saying, no, you say it.
Yeah.
You say it.
Yeah.
So that's the power that God has given you within you because you're in Christ and the power is in Christ is in you. Okay.
Hallelujah.
No one have anything else? We'll see you all. Better press one now because y'all know I will hit this. Okay. Thank you, Pastor. Thank all your listeners. I appreciate you.